from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Election day in the CAR. Voting is underway in the Central African Republic in a much-delayed election that many hope will end nearly 3 years of violence between Christians and Muslims since a 2013 coup. Security is high for Wednesday's presidential and legislative election, which was most recently delayed from Sunday to deal with technical difficulties. UN peacekeepers have been deployed to sensitive areas. More than 1.8 million people are expected to vote. The U.S. military says an Islamic State leader with direct links to the alleged ringleader of last month's terrorist attacks in Paris was killed in a coalition airstrike in Syria. Jarafi al-Mudain was killed on Christmas Eve. ISIS recruitment the world over is a problem, but particularly in Europe. VOA's Victor Beatty spoke with Abdulkader Zeno, an Indiana University regional analyst.
Those people would not have been susceptible to be recruited by IS if they did not feel alienated in their own countries. So Europe has a big problem.
How can they address it?
What they're doing right now is the opposite of what they need to do. What they're doing right now is to increase policing, inclusive policing, into Muslim areas, into mosques, into institutions, when in fact they need to help those youth integrate, to become part of society. It's a long-term process, but that's the only way to go in Europe.
So has ISIS peaked?
It has already peaked, but however, it still has the ability to fight and to retaliate. All this may accelerate, and it may reach its demise in the next 2 years.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Burkina Faso has a new leader for the first time in nearly 30 years, as President Roch Marc Kabore took the oath of office on Tuesday.
Je jure devant le peuple burkinabé.
He promised to preserve, respect, enforce, and defend the Constitution in a ceremony from Ouagadougou broadcast live on Burkinabé radio and television. Mr. Kabore's swearing in comes 14 months after former President Blaise Compaoré was overthrown in a mass uprising sparked by an attempt to extend his 27-year rule. The African Union has threatened to place sanctions on Burundi's rival political factions if they fail to attend peace talks next month, as it pushes all sides to resolve their differences and avert more violence. AU Commission Chief Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma said sanctions could be placed on anyone whose action could jeopardize the inter-Burundian dialogue, including attacks by armed groups or refusal to communicate with the talks mediator. Representatives of the government and the political opposition are slated to meet January 6 in Arusha, Tanzania, to discuss ways to avoid more of the political violence that has plagued the country since late April. Turkey on Wednesday detained two suspected Islamic State members believed to be planning suicide attacks on New Year's celebrations in the country's capital. Turkish officials said the suspects were arrested in the Ankara area. The alleged plot involved suicide bombings in central Ankara, where crowds gather to celebrate the start of the new year. Turkey has been on alert for attacks since an October double suicide bombing killed more than 100 people at a gathering of peace activists outside a train station in Ankara. The Obama administration has expressed growing concern over an increase in civilian casualties in Syria since Russia began airstrikes. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner on Tuesday said Secretary of State John Kerry brought up the matter in a telephone call with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.
NGOs have reported the Russian airstrikes in Syria have killed hundreds of civilians, including first responders, hit medical facilities, schools, and markets, and led to the displacement of over 130,000 Syrians in October and the first half of November.
Russia has denied causing civilian deaths in Syria. It says its airstrikes against what it calls terrorists, but what others call rebels, are carefully coordinated with the Syrian army to avoid all civilian targets. And prosecutors in the United States state of Pennsylvania have brought criminal charges against comedian Bill Cosby over the alleged sexual assault of a woman in 2004. The case deals with a former Temple University employee who told police that Mr. Cosby drugged and violated her at his home near Philadelphia. The 78-year-old Cosby has denied allegations from numerous women who have accused the entertainer of sexual assault and rape. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.